Our Father in heaven, we are so happy to be in your house this morning. We are filled with joy and gratitude when we think of all that you have done for us. In many ways, this has been a hard week and a difficult week, both around the nation and even closer to home. But we recognize that so many of our blessings are still there. We are still saved. We are still your children. We are still on our way to heaven. And we still have the hope that Jesus is coming soon. And if there's anything we need as a people and anything we need as a nation today, it is to remind ourselves of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you would use this worship service, that you would minister to every heart here. If there is someone here without Christ, we pray that they would trust him today as Lord and Savior. And your people, we pray that all of us would be encouraged today, that we would be built up in the faith, and that we would leave here with a determination to stand boldly for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, please do in our midst the work that only you can do, and we will give you the glory for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I know that this has been a heavy week in our nation. It's also been a heavy week closer to home. But I wanted to take just a few moments right now to address the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Charlie was a bold Christian who impacted the next generation in a tremendous way. I believe that his death was more than a political assassination. I believe that Charlie is a martyr. I believe that his life was taken because he stood for the gospel in public places and was unashamed in his defense of biblical principles. Now, folks, if you'll study church history, you'll find that our enemy only uses persecution and the threat of death when it's his last resort. It is his least effective weapon. After decades of lethargy in the American church, many Christians across our land are finally waking up, and they're taking a strong stand. Bible-believing churches like ours are growing all across America. The next generation is having a spiritual revival that few could have predicted only just a few years before. The fact that our enemies believe that they have to kill us, to silence us, means that we are finally being the salt and light that we should have always been. Now, we go to great lengths around here to keep you and your family safe. And we think about it a lot, and we pray about it a lot, and we have a lot of folks who are dedicated to protecting you when you're on this campus. But I want to say without hesitation or equivocation today, we will not be silenced. Amen. We will not stop spreading the gospel. We will not stop declaring the truth. There was a saying in the first and second century when martyrdom was much more common. They said, the blood of the martyrs is seed. In other words, when you kill a martyr, multiplication happens. And by and large, that's been true. Wherever Satan tries to stop the church, he inevitably spreads the church. You know, you can kill the truth. But as Easter Sunday proved, the truth will always rise again. Amen. It cannot be stopped. I just want to remind you this morning, we are in a battle for the soul of this nation. Our weapons, as the scriptures say, are not carnal. They are not physical. We don't fight with bombs and bullets and guns. We fight with prayer. Amen. We fight with the gospel. We fight with a declaration of God's word. That's exactly what Charlie Kirk was doing across college campuses all over this nation. And he proved what the Bible said, that those weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Whether you're a young person or an old person or somewhere in between today, I think this is an opportunity for us to take a good, hard look at the worldviews that are competing for our allegiance. Yes. There is one worldview that says life is sacred. And it should be valued from the womb to the tomb, regardless of ethnicity, politics, or religion. There is another worldview that says life is disposable. And if that life is an unwanted pregnancy, or that life belongs to someone who disagrees with you about politics or sexuality, the termination of that life should be tolerated and in many cases even celebrated. And in this moment, we need to look at those two worldviews. There's one worldview that promotes the family. It seeks to build strong husbands and fathers, loving wives and mothers, to see children grow up in homes where they are protected and nurtured. But there's another worldview that's popular today, and it promotes the destruction of the family. It propagates the kind of sexual and gender confusion that is quite literally driving people mad. One worldview comes from God's word, and it is good for society and culture. And when people accept that worldview, the culture flourishes. The other worldview is the invention of devils, and it comes straight from the pit of hell. It is destroying our country, and it will continue to destroy our country unless we stand and speak against it. I believe that Charlie Kirk is in heaven with his Savior. And we are all praying for his dear wife, Erica, and for their precious children. I'm also praying that others will rise up in Charlie's place to impact the next generation for Christ. And church, let's follow his example to stand compassionately and fearlessly and unashamedly for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I think it would be very fitting at this moment in our worship service to pause and pray for Charlie Kirk's family and to pray for the soul of our nation. Would you join me? Our Father in heaven, this has been such a heavy week, with news out of North Carolina and Colorado and Utah. We are seeing a level of spiritual warfare like I have never seen in my short life. I believe the enemy is on his heels. I believe he's like a wounded animal. I believe that some good things are happening for you in the cause of Christ across this country, and he is fearful and he is fighting back. We know this today, that greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world. And I pray at this moment that the church of Jesus Christ will arise, that we will stand in our spheres of influence, in our workplaces and in our neighborhoods, and right here in Fort Worth, that we will stand compassionately for the gospel of Jesus Christ and seek to win a culture to you. Lord, we pray today for Erica Kirk and for their precious children. We cannot even imagine the grief that they're bearing right now. And we join Christians all over the world today in praying that the Holy Spirit will comfort them and help them. I pray that what happened with people like Paul and Peter and Polycarp in centuries before will happen with Charlie Kirk today, that the blood of this good man will be seed for the gospel and seed for the church, and that the revival that is just kindling will be fanned into a mighty flame, and that you might use us, that you might use Worth Baptist Church to be part of that. Help us as we try to figure out how you would have us to respond in these moments. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen.